It's Saturday, October 20th at Rothwell Park in the Riley Pavilion is where it's going to start. Sign in at 8 a.m. until about 9, and then the run begins at 9. Entry fee is $25 pre-registration, $30 at the event. And all participants who register before the 29th of this month will receive a free T-shirt dedicated to the event. So they can pick up registration forms at Conley Clinic in the Doctors Park, First State Community Bank, or at Orsland Farm and Home in Moberly. They can also register online at runsignup.com and just search for the Moberly events, and they'll be able to do it that way.
And it was called the Halloween 5K Walk Run. Is there anything specifically Halloween related to it, or is it just because of the proximity to the date?
We're actually going to have a costume contest.
Oh, good.
There'll be four or five categories. Dress your dog up in the scariest costume you can and match him if you'd like to. The categories will be for the scariest, the cutest, the best owner look-alike, the funniest, and the most creative costumes. And we'll be giving away some awards for the winners of these of this contest. The contest is actually going to be incorporated into the event as they walk and as they run. We'll be judging the dogs, so there won't be a formal ceremony or anything like that. But they can get an award for winning any of those categories.
One of the rare 5Ks where folks are encouraged to bring their dogs and participate alongside them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the more the merrier. The more legs, including groups of four, are certainly welcome.
Okay, so the registration fee does cover you and your dog if you bring your dog as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, the dogs are free.
All right. Sounds good.
People have to pay.
Absolutely. So obviously a fundraiser for the group. You're trying to raise money here.
Exactly.
What are some of the things that you'll use those funds for?
Every penny that we receive from this or any of our fundraisers goes towards the direct care of the animals that we have in our facility, and also animals out in the community that we help as well. It supplies food, medical needs, equipment, toys, treats, spaying and neutering, and things like that. So we're all volunteers. Nobody gets a salary. Nobody makes a dime from the rescue. So every penny goes towards the animals.
All right. Sounds like it's going to be a great event, and hopefully you're looking forward to a big crowd. Hopefully you still have decent weather there towards the end of October.
Oh, we're keeping our fingers crossed. But, so far the response has been good. We have quite a few sign-ups. We have quite a few sponsors lined up to help us out with it, too. So we do have a little room for more sponsors, and if any business or individual would like to sponsor us, we have our gold sponsorship is a donation of $100 or more, and they'll get their name and logo on our event T-shirt. They'll also have their name listed on our advertising at the event, and name and logo in our quarterly newsletter at the end of the year. So it's good advertising for them, and we have just a few left. We need to get sponsors signed up this week in order to make that deadline for the T-shirts, though. So,
all right. Once again, so the T-shirt's available through Saturday if they sign up this week.
Yes, sir. All exactly. Right. I mean, we'll still have T-shirts for those who want them, but in order for a business to get his logo on, we need to get him to the printer next week. So.
I see on your flight, besides the local places to pick up the forms, you can sign up online at runsignup.com?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
and they can just search for Moberly events or search for dog runs or any number of keywords, and that'll take them to all the information, a sign-up page. They can pay online and have it all done in 5 minutes.
All right, that's at Rothwell Park on the 20th. I see on October 6th you'll be at the Fall Festival.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. We're not going to have a big event there as far as we're concerned. We're going to highlight two or three of our dogs, but mainly it's going to be an information booth, and we'll be talking about some of the things that we do. We started recently, whenever we go to an event, having a slideshow of all our adoptable dogs. So even if they're not there physically, people can see what dogs we have available, and we'd be happy to meet with people and talk with them, and just looking forward to a great event. This is the first time we've done this one also. So.
All right. Talk about some of the recent events that you've been at.
It's been a busy month, starting with a couple of weeks ago, Pioneer Day in Cairo. We were up there for that event. We had several of our dogs up there. We did a microchip clinic and microchipped several dogs. Once again, we just got to get out, meet people, and enjoy the parade, and had a good time up there. The week before that, we were at Sterling Price Festival in Keytesville, and it was kind of a rainy, drizzly day. Thankfully, it cleared up in time for the parade, but we decided to keep our dogs home that day because it was an outdoor event. We didn't want to subject them to the weather. We subjected ourselves to the weather instead, but we got to meet some people and talk about our rescue, and again, it was a good event, and we had a good time. And then on the 1st of September, we kicked off the month with the Orslin Farm and Home in Macon. And this was the first time we'd been up to that store. And the Moberly store has always been very supportive of us. Macon invited us up there. And I want to thank Manager Nicole and all her people for just giving us such a warm welcome and bending over backwards to see that we were well taken care of. We did a microchip event up there also, and had several of our dogs actually ended up adopting one out from that event. So
that's good.
It was a very good day, and we look forward to going back there.
Good to expand your reach to communities like Macon and Keytesville, not only because looking for donations to help with the cause, but also I imagine you're still looking for more foster parents out there for these animals. And if you can foster a dog in Macon, it probably works just as well as fostering a dog in Moberly, right?
Exactly. And we have several fosters up in that part of the county. We're always looking to grow our foster network. There just aren't enough people for the number of dogs that need help.
Tell us about some of the other adoptions you've had recently of non-rescue dogs.
Well, we haven't actually adopted any non-rescue dogs, but we have. We're reaching out to the community in every way we can. We provide a service to the community in helping people locate lost dogs, in reuniting found dogs with their owners. As a matter of fact, just yesterday, I received a phone call from a lady who had a coonhound show up at her house 4 or 5 days ago. And he was skinny and hadn't been fed. He'd been wandering. And I managed to get down to visit with her and took some pictures of the dog and posted them online. And last night, we reunited that dog with his family.
Good.
So it was a good day yesterday. We do other things for the community besides actually adopting out dogs or rescuing dogs. We're working with a lady right now who has a sweet little dog who has a massive tumor. She can't afford veterinary care for this dog, so we're assisting in that. We're going to help her pay her vet bills. We have surgery scheduled for this week for this dog. And she's going to pay what she can, and we're going to pick up the difference on that. So we actually do so much more than just take dogs into the rescue and adopt them out. We're trying to develop a very strong community outreach and education program so we can help with dogs that aren't in the rescue. We're here to serve the public, and we'll help in any way we can through education, bringing awareness to the importance of spaying and neutering, microchipping, keeping pets up to date on flea and tick and heartworm preventatives, and so much more. So we even provide dog food. If you're going through a tough financial time, let us know, and we'll try and help you out. So we do invite people to get a hold of us if they have a need, and we'll do our best to help anybody in the community.
If someone has a need, who should they call?
They can call me directly, 660-414-6540. Another phone number is 573-239-1786, or they can contact us through our Facebook page, which is Saving Dogs, the number 4, Paws at a Time.
All right, anything else we should let our listeners know today before I let you go?
Well, once again, we're always needing volunteers. We're always needing fosters. We are growing our rescue. We're developing our new shelter. We hope to have that in operation in about two months. And this will give us a chance to bring in more dogs and get more dogs out off the streets and saved from being dumped on the side of the road. So we're going to need help with that. Once we get it up and running, we'll need people to help manage it and take care of the animals and things like that. So please give me a call if you have a few minutes or a few hours that you could dedicate towards helping these dogs in need.
All right. Once again, the Halloween 5K walk run coming up on October 20th at Rothwell Park.
Hope to see everybody there.
All right. Jim Whiting from Saving Dogs Four Paws of Time has been our guest. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, JB. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And we'll be back with more in a moment. Coming up next, we'll hear from Mobley Friends of the Park President, J.W. Ballinger, talking about Sunday's mini train ride in Rothwell Park. That's coming up next here on Information Radio Quicks.
What's going on at the Y? Right now at the Randolph Area YMCA, you can join without paying the $50 joiner fee. The Y has programs for every member of the family.